So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass on the mic and get ready to sway.
Okay, my headphones are fixed now, so hey everybody!
Hey!
What?
We're doing it, guys.
We are here. We are here. Welcome, everybody, to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode 102 of the podcast.
Feeling blue.
Sexy.
Feeling. How about you?
Two more, and then it's been 2 years of doing this.
Yee!
Yeah,
totally has. Before we start off, let me extend thanks on behalf of all of Octavarius to those who came out to what is for us now live last night's show, which was the Blue Collar Comedy Show, or the Tennessee Show. It was... just ridiculous.
Just
fun.
Yeah.
And if you're listening live on Octavarius.com, this Sunday show is going to be a killer as well. I'm not going to spoil the theme because it might just come up during this podcast. But thanks, Makula. Hey, Makula. Why don't you start us off and sound off?
Standing 5'11", Nick Slam Dunks Makula.
What?
And standing 5'5", Matt LP Gutierrez.
Standing 5'2", it's the Lornator.
I'm a foot taller, 6'2", my name is Scott.
Standing 5'5", Lisa the Cloud Mirelli.
Standing at 5'11", and 6 foot on a good day, Brian B. Whoa.
Standing at 6 feet, it's Matt Tins Herzog.
And sitting next to Tins, it's Keith.
Also there in the room, Mark.
Now I'm Gustavi.
Nice.
And this week we have a great show lined up for you here on the Octavarius podcast. Shit! Oh, shit!
Shit in my
dick. Shit in my dick.
You're so upset you unplugged your headphones.
I know. I can't hear the feed right now. Oh, there it is. Still sounding good.
Just those Dr. Dre beats aren't all what they cracked up to be.
What is he a doctor of anyway?
Pediatric.
Bad beats. Oh,
he's a pediatric.
He's actually a pediatric doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, where's the mailbag?
Did we leave it in the locker room, you guys?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I have it, hold on.
Nice.
There he goes, there he is.
What's he doing?
It looks like he's looking to take out. Oh, okay.
So that's lovely.
There it is, the mail. So many mail letters in there. Which one are you going to read, this one?
Yeah, this one right here.
Okay.
It says, Dear Octavia, oh, I'm sorry. This one is from J.K. Rowling Rock.
Ah!
Wow.
I like that one.
She drunk. She getting drunk.
And J.K. writes, how do you know it's a girl?
Key.
This is initial. This could be like Jake Kyle.
That's what
Rolling
it is.
Rock.
Jake Kyle.
Jake Kyle.
Rolling and, Rock.
And Jake Kyle writes... hey Octavarius, I'm just kicking back with a six-pack here, and trying to figure out what I should read and watch at the same time. So, I've got a lot of options, but I want to make sure that I am hip to the popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a stack of these Harry Potter books, and a stack of these Twilight books, and I can only read one, and I have to burn the other. So what do you guys recommend?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Wait, recommend to burn or recommend to read?
Non-specific. So.
Oh, I see.
Just be clear with your answer.
You get a longer fire with the Harry Potter books. It depends on what your state is. I mean, Are you in like the apocalypse and the snow apocalypse?
He's kicking back with a six pack, so he's probably not that dangerous.
Just a good old fashioned book burning, and then get to read something else.
Remember when people used to burn books?
Not
they
me.
They still do.
They still all the time.
What?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a common thing.
Yeah, people.
I mean, like in other countries or here?
Here,
Mark. Books are the new Dixie Chicks album.
Didn't you burn?
Nice one.
Yeah,
Mark.
Nice. Yeah. You
starting off.
Speak
strong.
Out, get burned.
Yeah, Lauren, what's the deal with this?
Lauren, this is your
expertise.
Yeah, this is your
stuff.
Don't act surprised. We're talking about Harry Potter
and
Twilight. All right.
Yeah.
Can you explain this whole situation?
Just start talking.
Okay, so I love Harry Potter and Twilight. And
I wish you
love
more, Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Oh boy.
Truth be told.
Uh oh.
I do have to say I'm going with my first love, and that's Harry Potter.
Okay. Oh, thank God. I was scared for a second.
Choice. Yeah.
But.
It's dramatic.
It was. I know. This is a tough choice because Twilight's like my new. I mean, it's kind of like the Girl Scout song where it's like
what?
You have
yeah.
an old friend,
buy my
get
cookies. Don't kill your goldfish.
What? All right. Anyway,
thin mints.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Samoa.
Have you guys never heard the Girl Scout song?
Don't you?
Isn't that it? With the
no,
Samoa.
It's like you have an old friend.
Bubbly toes.
I have a new friend and you eat them all.
But you keep the other one is new and the other is like I don't know.
Oh,
it goes
I
on
make
the
new friends, but keep the
yeah,
old
go.
One is sober and you
keep
the
other one.
The other one.
Girl Scouts. I only know that because Futurama.
Well, okay, I will be super honest. I've not read all the Harry Potter books, and
have you read any of them?
Yeah, a few in my day.
I've read zero.
But I haven't read the Twilight books. But the gist I get from them is that like Harry Potter is really well written, and like you can really genuinely get into it. But and then the gist I get from Twilight is that it's terribly written and it's more like a guilty pleasure that people get addicted to. Is this true? Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I think the Twilight books are definitely written to the teeny boppers out there, where Harry Potter, I feel like, yeah, it started as written for children. It kind of... it's got into darker themes and talked about. It talks about some serious issues, and it can.
There was that chapter where Hermione got raped. That was pretty serious.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But she used the time turner. She ended up stopping.
Yeah,
it.
And he was wearing a mask. She thought it was Ron.
No,
that's true.
It's yeah, terrible.
It was
don't
a
Ron. That.
It was a Polyjuice poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Malfoy did it.
Oh my god.
The Malfoy boy?
Yeah.
If anybody did it, it was Malfoy.
Malfoy is a rapist, for sure.
Or Crag and Crab and Doyle. I
imagine that happens a lot in the Harry Potter.
Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't. Polyjuice, of course, is the potion that changes, you can change your body.
Do we need to explain what Polyjuice potion is
I think
to our
so.
Listening
yes,
audience?
Yes, because I don't know.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I know everything we're about to talk to,
Scott's
Nick.
Polyjuice potion is a potion that to create, you need a set of ingredients, you know, just generic wizarding ingredients, and one piece of that person, usually a piece of hair.
But like a toe will work.
Probably.
A toe works, a toenail works.
I guess it's DNA, you know?
Yeah.
I realized that for the first time in our entire 102 podcasts, I am completely on the same page as Nick.
Right? It's kind of fun, right? Chill out, you know, tune out for a bit.
Well, this game is going for the rest of the show, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we'll
just chill out.
Polyjuice potion's kind of nuts, because like it's only got a 2-hour time span.
And
it's like exactly Animorph rule.
It's disgusting, it's painful to change, but... It seems like it's necessary a lot.
But think about all the sweet things you could do if you were just someone else for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
You
like if you're
Hermione.
You could lie.
You could turn into Hermione and rape yourself.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Whoa.
Against your will.
But you thought it was Malfoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you could just ask them the secret like question that you have, and if they can't answer it right,
when
you
do we have
them.
Wait, everybody has secret questions?
No, I'm just saying that could
there's
be
a
way
involved?
To
what? What?
That's true.
I
never thought of that. Like, if you lived in a world where this could happen,
yeah,
you'd have to
they
set up
that.
Things.
They
like,
do that in book in the
by book seven for
seven,
sure. They
yeah.
do that because
they're like, what was the last words that Dumbledore said to you? You know, Harry's our
okay.
Our
put
your
dick away.
After
not Ron,
you'd have to ask that to everyone.
Yeah.
So that would take forever.
Well,
if you didn't sleep with that many people,
it's more so like if your husband comes home to your house,
yeah,
and you want to know if it's your husband or if it's, you know, it's Hermione with Polyjuice potion ready to
fuck you.
So every time you meet anybody. Hey, right, how's it going, dude? What was the last thing you said to me 2 days ago?
Essentially, yeah.
I don't fucking know, man. I can't remember what
dude,
I had for
I don't
lunch.
Remember.
I don't have out of Canaver!
Butterbeer!
Butterbeer!
Butterbeer, bro!
That's the last thing I said to you, man.
Butterbeer!
So I remember I was getting in the car. I was getting in the car. And
oh, man,
I was
we should
to
not
enchant
have been
it.
Driving.
I was getting in the Fire 4. I should not have been driving
you
that
shouldn't,
Fire 4.
Dude.
And then I yelled at you, Butterbeer!
Butterbeer! Oh, we were so Butterbeer drunk. Which I assume has alcohol in
it. Does it have alcohol content?
Does Butterbeer have alcohol?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I heard you can get Butterbeer in Chicago at
Fire
a bar.
Is more... Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's like on the menu.
I want to go there. It's...
I wonder if it compares to the Florida attraction.
What is the Florida attraction?
Oh, yeah. You went to the Harry Potter
I
World.
Did. It was. It's amazing. It's just one of the... The ride specifically, like the main attraction, was just the most amazing integration of like live set pieces and video and technology, and it was unreal.
Wow.
What is the ride?
So basically, you sit in.
I'm gonna close my eyes.
You sit in a quasi chair kind of thing. This is after waiting in line for 2.5 hours.
Oh, quasi chair, like a bicycle.
Okay, so
chair?
it's imagine. So you know, like the giant drop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine that, except if it was just the four chairs all next to each other with like a wall behind it that they were attached to.
Okay.
And that is attached to this big crane arm thing.
What?
So you sit down on this thing and it's moving like sideways left to right
like the
on the track.
Ride,
and there's the floating candles above you as you're getting on. And basically the whole thing is you're a visitor to Hogwarts. The three kids, they put a charm on you to help you fly. And then, you know, shit goes awry. There's a dragon that gets loose. So
there's three kids.
Is there a...
Hermione, Harry, and Ron.
Okay.
Is there, like, a video, like, where Richard Attenborough explains, like, wizard DNA, and they talk about how they dug to the center of, like, and they found, like,
that's exactly the second
ouch.
Part.
John, that hurt.
Hold on to your butts.
But then you just go through, and it's like, you know, you'll be in around a huge panoramic screen that no matter where you look, you're looking at something, and it looks like you're flying outside of Hogwarts. And there's wind blowing in your face, and then the dragon comes, and the crane you're on lifts you up and down and all around, so you feel like you're actually flying. And then you'll move, and there's a huge, like, live set piece of a dragon that's breathes smoke, and it's hot and
awesome.
All that stuff.
Dude,
and then it goes back to video, and you know,
holy
then you land
shit.
Safely. But it was just
I should
so
go on YouTube.
Cool.
Have you guys ever gone on YouTube
all the time.
To ride Disney rides?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, it was so much fun.
It's one of
that's
one
awesome.
Of my favorite, like, lame things to do when I'm bored. I haven't been bored in a while, but...
do Star Tours.
Every
awesome.
Once
there's
in a while...
Jurassic Park ride?
Yes,
true?
Yes.
You do.
Every once in a while, when I'm bored, I will just search on YouTube for a ride. Just a different ride that I can think of from any theme park in the world. And somebody, somewhere, has awesome footage of that ride. And you can also ride rides from the past, which is awesome.
Cool.
Like, I rode the wheel or the Wheels of Progress.
Mm-hmm.
From Epcot Center.
Are these roller coasters, or are these like
any ride, you name it.
I've done it with roller coasters before.
The Wheels of Progress is just they just take you through from the 1950s, their view of what the world was before then what it was during then, and then what the future would be.
What?
And so you get to see what it was, although that ride has since been updated, you can see the old view of the future, which is always a blast. And it's awesome. I love YouTube for that. You can just ride rides.
Thanks, YouTube.
Proud sponsor of Octavarius Podcast.
YouTube.com. Watch things.
And via YouTube?
Yeah, what's your favorite YouTube ride?
I like, I always do Star Tours, but I think about a lot of the rides that...
Star Tours is awesome. Star Tours,
Body Wars, which I was on once, actually. Actually, like, was on, like, you know, whatever you want to call it, spaceship thing. But then every other time my parents and I, my family went to go, it was always broken down because there was it was too violent. I think if people were getting sick.
Body Wars is pretty intense.
It's pretty intense. People were getting sick because it's kind of realistically shot going into like a body. And I've also done Shockwave at Great America, which I never got a chance to go on because it was always...
It hurts your head.
It's like off.
None of my friends who've been on it.
Shockwave would just beat you up.
They didn't want to go on it, so I could never go on it. I was like, I'm not going to wait in line for 2 hours by myself for it, so I always watched Shockwave. And... The Viper backwards. I never got a chance to do it backwards.
That's awesome.
I did the Viper backwards.
I think I did.
Is that the one? Do they only do that like during Fright Fest?
Yeah, and I never went during Fright Fest.
Oh, the Viper's so cool. Backwards would be sick.
Yeah.
We should take a trip to Six Flags.
Yeah, with all that money we have.
Guys, we should take a trip to Six Flags.
Okay. We can save up for October. Fright Fest.
Or if we don't want to spend money, we can all just take like a Saturday. We'll all bring our laptops over and we'll all just watch the same YouTube videos of rides at the same time.
We can put them on the screen and we can just push the couch right in front of the TV.
Yes.
That's such a good idea.
We'll have fans on, they'll just blow wind in our hair.
I'm so down for
it. I really want to do this.
I just want to film it and post it as a video response to the YouTube videos.
Yes.
Nice. Us enjoying it.
Look what we created. Money free.
Money free.
Money free, girl.
Keeping our bodies money free.
But going back to the butterbeer.
Yes.
Anyway, about the butterbeer.
it was stupendous. You could get it at a couple restaurants, and then they had a huge barrel in the middle that they would serve from.
Yeah, what does it taste like?
It was non-alcoholic. They didn't offer alcoholic. You could get it frozen or, like, on the rocks, but, you know, without rocks, just liquid. And they would pour the liquid into a cup, and then they would pour the foam on separately. And the liquid in the cup was a combination of almost like butterscotch and cream soda if it was just perfectly blended.
It's like my two favorite things.
And then the cream topping is that same kind of thing plus butter. And it's just heaven.
Amazing.
Just heaven. And it's cold and delicious. It's so good.
Butter?
Like, they should just open places in the city that serve that.
Yeah, dude. That sounds great.
I'm so thirsty.
I'd rather
have... Do you guys have any butter?
Just one milk butter.
A lot of butter, so I can't put it on top.
How heavy
it was? It wasn't heavy at all. And, like, that was the first thing we drank.
Can you come up with a beverage comparison in weight?
Like cream soda, but less bubbly.
Yummo.
So cream soda, less bubbly, but... In richness with the butter, it wasn't too rich.
It was
rich.
Perfect. Everything was just perfect.
Wow.
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 And I've heard this from other people, too. I'm going in the fall, supposedly. I'm excited. Oh, my God, for real, Lauren?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I was supposed to go this past weekend, but could not. Due to financial issues, but
do you realize who you're in the room with?
Yeah, this is
we're so poor.
You're in the wrong room of people.
I'm talking about that. Socks
well, no, or maybe she's in the right room for
we live
sympathizers.
In
the
wrong girl.
But maybe in the fall, I'm gonna save up. So
cool. Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, you can come over to our couch theme park.
I'm excited for that.
Can we make funnel cake?
Yeah, we can sell them to each other for like $8.
Can we wait in your stairwell outside your apartment for like 2 hours?
Let's call it the Wizarding World of Tins.
Yes. Can we please? Oh my God.
I like
so
this.
Down.
Brian, what
yes,
is all over your face?
Brian loved that joke.
The Wizarding World of Tins. I just can imagine like just different... But like cardboard cutouts of tins just being like, you must be this tall to tins.
Don't you dare make it below what I am, tins.
It's going to be my height.
Oh, no.
That's
Fuck. It'll just be tins in various poses with various props for different rides.
In a bathrobe and like an old, like a wizard's hat.
my polar bear bathrobe. Yes.
Like,
for lazy tins.
If there is an Octavarius member who I would love to go to the theme park of, it would be the tins themed park. I would love. You must be this tins to ride the tins ride.
I love how thus far it's not about anything about me other than the fact that I exist.
It would probably be things that you enjoy. It would be like, you know, like we'd have a Tilt-A-Whirl, but it would be like record player themed or something.
And there'd be giant like tins costumes.
Giant tins.
People walk around in giant tins.
Science. Like people in giant foam threadless shirts.
Yes.
At 3 p.m. every day, there's just a parade of identical tins.
Oh my god.
I imagine they all have the tins.
No, it wouldn't be terrifying. They'd all be foam.
All right.
You know the tins.
Wait, which?
When you do this dance,
yeah.
when he does the arm dance, which is that, there it is. Yes. I imagine all the heads are. If you can't see it at home, it's grotesque.
When I think it'll be tins make spaces on the screen.
I would love to go to that theme park. I want to go to that.
I'll make puppets for the parade.
Nice. Tins Body Wars.
Tins Body Wars would be awesome.
Tins goes into his own body to save himself.
They have a tins-themed water park within it.
Oh no, Tins is in danger. Tins is the only one that can save him. Tins, call Tins.
Everyone that works there has to wear a Tins mask.
Yes, can you be a Tins Mountain?
Oh my
tins
god.
Mountain.
Yes.
Please.
Oh, what about the food? It has to be all tins-themed.
Tins pretzels.
Like, tins turkey.
Tins steaks.
What is Wizard be about?
If you were in the children's section of Tins Land, you couldn't get tomatoes, but you were in the adult section, you could get tomatoes. Because he was okay with them by then.
Like, you can get tomatoes, like, good tomatoes sliced with, like, a little bit of olive oil and some cheese or something.
That's only in adult Tins Land.
Yeah. But even in adult Tins Land, like, you can get salads, but they can't have tomato wedges in them.
No. Adult Tins can't deal with that.
You can get, like, magic sandwiches. That's how it's more wizardy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Only the sandwiches.
Like he magicked the tomatoes away.
Well, you just can't see them get made. They're made by magic.
Tins, if you were a wizard, what would your powers be?
Dying.
If I was a wizard.
If he was a wizard, he'd just have all powers.
What would be your magical focus?
Yeah.
And what object would you enchant to be like your wand equivalent?
I don't know.
It's Dungeons and Dragons magic lore. Oh. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's all we know.
My one wizarding power, I think, would be to cast a spell on any object, and then that object would forever be playing a piece of music related to that object.
Would it be able to stop?
No, never. It's like that for eternity.
What if it was like a bidet?
Then, even if it's who will stop the rain, everything is enchanted.
Now, I have two versions in my mind.
Okay.
One is like a Steamboat Mickey version where it's like anthropomorphized and like dancing while it's singing. Another is it's just the object but sound is emitting from it.
Yeah. It depends on how much mana I put into the spell.
Well, how much do you usually put in a regular spell?
Well, it depends. Like
if I'm feeling lazy, on average.
An arm and another half-grown arm that's given up. That's what comes out of it.
Okay.
So it can kind of flail its arms around, but.
What?
Mikula has just been losing it for like the last.
What?
Okay, yes, Mikula.
Back to Tins World for a second.
Oh no!
Imagine, okay, guys, like you're walking the first time. You like you're at the pretend you're five or you've got your kids or whatever. You walk in and you see like all the people, humans in Tins costumes.
Oh no!
And no. Walking throughout.
What?
Walking throughout the park is a 350 foot tall Tins robot.
Whoa.
350 feet tall?
Holy shit!
That's so tall, no one would be able to understand.
It's so big,
it's a monster. It's a colossus.
It's like a building.
That's like 30 stories.
It's not full.
I know.
That thing this falling would cause so much destruction.
What if it broke down?
You mean when terrible. It broke down? Because no one could get up high enough to repair it.
As it walks, how many people does it crush?
How do you build a robot that size?
You described to us 5-year-olds, and now you're telling me they're all dying. You said, picture yourself with a bunch of 5-year-olds walking through this park, and you see it. You wanted us to pretend we were 5 and saw that? We can't deal with that.
We'd run away from our parents.
It's over. It's like 100 times bigger than us.
What's the first rule of the world of Wizardtons? Is what survival of the fittest, Darwinism.
No. Oh, is that what the what? My wizard world is?
You're killing what? Your customers.
I don't think that's
they'll come
kidding.
Back.
What?
They'll come back as zombies.
Nick, this is just the Jurassic Park theory. And that totally failed.
Yeah.
Mr. Hammond, I don't approve your part.
They should all be destroyed. Up until now,
with,
I was picturing.
You can protect them with.
But yeah, do the protect.
Protego, Lauren.
There you go.
Yeah.
Protego?
I can't say that apparently.
Up till now.
It sounds like a shitty pizza sauce.
I have been envisioning this wizarding world of tins in this apartment. And then you brought a 350-foot tall robot. Into the apartment.
I'm saying that when we get enough money, we grow out of the apartment.
When we get enough money to buy our empty theme park.
And we have, we got like the Mark take a nap ride where it's just cots and you can sleep and, you know, like that.
Did you guys ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what this conversation is.
That was addicting. Wait, do you want people to die on it?
Oh, Castelvi's Daft Punk Room, where you just listen to Daft Punk and mix your... it's not really a ride.
That'd be
cool. Well, there was the sleeping room.
That's if you're just tired.
You just said that it's not a ride,
how
then.
Shitty that Mark only gets a nap room.
You said that's Mark's ride.
You guys, that's all I ever do.
You know what? You said it's a ride, so I imagine you wait in line to sleep.
No, it's okay. I put cots in the line so that you can take a nap while you're getting, while you're waiting.
Is there a difference between the line and the ride?
Oh, yeah.
You're standing.
Oh, yeah. You're standing in the line.
Could I have a show? Did you guys ever go to the shows at amusement parks?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
My mother used to love to go to the shows. Like, when we would go to Great America, yeah. It would be like, you got to go to the show.
The Dancing Bears.
Night Out.
Semi-racist crows.
So you got, like, at Great America, you see, like, the Batman stunt show.
Yeah. Indiana Jones stunt show.
The Indiana Jones stunt show at MGM.
I saw a terrible Halloween show at Six Flags for Drink Fright Fest. It's like this terrible musical. I don't even know, like, a werewolf and a lady fell in love and, like...
Twilight?
It's Twilight.
Maybe someone saw it and got the idea for Twilight. It has a precursor.
Joey Fatone from NSYNC was in the Universal Monsters review at Universal Studios.
Oh, good.
Really? He was a werewolf. I don't know for sure, but it is likely that I saw him when I went to Universal Studios and saw the Universal Studios Monsters review, which was hosted by Beetlejuice, which I went apeshit for. Do they not have any, like, a Harry Potter show at Harry Potter World?
They had, the only kind of show they had was the choir came out sometimes in the crowd and they had the frogs that would sing along with them and they'd sing a couple songs and then they'd leave. But everything else, like, you'd walk through the castle waiting in line for the rides and they had, like, the Goblet of Fire was there and it was this glorious looking cup with... crazy colored flame shooting out
we
of it.
We saw
that in the Neville Variety Hour.
And the Neville Variety Hour was fucking
yeah, we saw the real one.
Yeah, we did, because we're awesome.
You saw the real Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, explain that, Lauren.
Okay, so we went to WB thing. Studios, because knew somebody there. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah, awesome. And I just kept saying on the whole ride there, I was so excited that we're going to WB Studios, because I was going to see a house elf. And you guys all said I was not going to see a house elf. And then we get there, and they tell me that there's a Harry Potter museum. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's like a Warner Brothers, there's a two-story Warner Brothers museum, but the top floor is all Harry Potter.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And they have a sorting hat.
Set pieces.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like what it is was that was like that's the bulk of the traveling Harry Potter museum exhibit.
Yeah.
And, like, they had the actual cupboard underneath the stairs from the movie set. They had the street set. They had all the a lot of costumes, a lot of props. And they told me I could not touch anything, and I touched at least 5 things.
You did. You went nuts. You were... needed a parent.
I gotta know what you touched. What did you touch?
Oh, my God. So, I touched Robert Pattinson's clothes, of course, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt's the low one. And then I touched the Goblet of Fire, because that was, well, no, the Triwizard Cup was the coolest. That was really awesome. Like, I was...
That was the one they really didn't want you to do.
I think we talked about this on a podcast, but tell them about the sorting hat.
Yeah.
So everybody... You know, went to go get sorted, and they knew I was the fan.
This sorting hat actually put it on your head, and it talks, and it announces everybody's house separately. So
it judges you based on this intricate facial recognition software.
It scans your brain for 37 different points of activity.
I mean, it's essentially a facial scan and an MRI combined.
You all
and through this, it's able to sort you properly into the house that you truly belong.
Gryffindor. I got placed in Gryffindor.
Yeah, so I was also a Gryffindor.
But
Gryffindor.
Not everyone got into Gryffindor.
Also a Gryffindor.
Yeah, Hufflepuff, bitches.
That makes sense.
And Lauren, when did you get placed in?
I got placed in Slytherin.
Whoa!
I was Slytherin too, maybe. I saw her.
She had a look in her eyes. She's like, this is the one that's a big fan. And you guys were all like, yeah.
Oh, so she was planning against it. Yeah. Plotting against it, Lauren? Is that what you created?
Lauren, it's the facial recognition in MRI.
You should know better than anyone, Lauren. You have the power to change.
Choose
it.
Exactly.
And you chose Slytherin.
No, I did not.
I was going to say, you think we told the person that was working there, like, this is the really big fan here. And then they thought to themselves, all right, I'm going to ruin her day.
No, she probably...
Thousands of times.
Nothing wrong with Slytherin. Story.
She probably just saw you pawing the Triwizard Cup and was like, fuck this girl.
She got to touch
that
shit.
Might have been, because I'm pretty sure got caught at one point.
I only touched... what are those things that float around? The Death Eaters though there?
Yeah.
The Dementors.
Dementors.
Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
The Dementors.
I touched a Dementor.
Really cool.
And there was a house up there, so we got to
I wanted to see if it would suck.
God,
suck
I didn't touch a fucking thing.
I was good.
I touched the thing.
You did.
It was great.
I never touched it, but I touched the thing because I was trying. I think I was trying to tell somebody to look at me and watch if my soul was stolen.
Did you get the kiss?
No, I just wanted to get really cold and freeze.
Oh, not there.
But I didn't.
Yeah, no, I didn't, but that would have been an adventure, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
Thank God. Well, we all have pretty strong Patronuses, so
yeah.
We could.
I didn't want to say anything yet.
Yeah, my Patronus is a bull with another bull coming out of its head.
My Patronus is tins.
It just comes out like...
Hey, cut it out!
Do this!
Stop!
Oh, God.
Well, we haven't talked about...
I don't know anything about Harry Potter. What would my Patronus be?
Man.
It's like your animal.
Like,
yeah, your spirit animal.
Spirit animal.
Yeah.
What would Brian, I have a spirit animal?
What would mine be?
Like a koala. I feel like you can roar really well.
You could
be strong.
Makula,
you'd be a ferret.
Oh,
I've duck, ferret.
That's a gazelle.
You look like a duck.
No, maybe duck.
What I'm picturing for Makula's Patronus is just like a seal that waddles up to you, crosses his eyes, and just goes,
see, for Makula, I see just like a completely crazy doe, like a female deer that's fucking bonkers.
I saw
doing like cartwheels.
Snape's is.
So I was having like
I was thinking koala, because, like, chicks think they're really cute, but they're actually totally mean.
Yeah, they're violent, dude.
Does that mean I have to go to Hufflepuff House?
Yeah.
No, you
hang out with me.
Oh,
Hufflepuff
yeah.
has the best parties.
Hufflepuff, no. We take naps.
That's how they're impressed, dude.
Hufflepuff, trying hard.
Oh. We're trying. I mean, we're trying.
We're doing it again.
Oh.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, and everybody just lets me get off with lying. Yeah, he's lying.
That's what I think. A cross-eyed, like, fucking, like, seal is what I am.
This is what you get after almost 2 years of 7 words of wisdom.
We peeked into your soul, and your soul is a seal that screams.
Awesome.
You've seen the YouTube video where the person slaps with, like, a big walrus or something, and it like makes a dramatic roar and scream.
That's no, somebody slapped a walrus.
Like, it's to the, like, the theme of, like, dun 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 dun, and then, like, there's a person just sneaks up on this giant walrus, not with, like, not the tusky ones, like the weird looking ones. And, like,
well, most walruses are tusky.
But there's other ones that aren't.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's like one. Look it up.
Bing that shit.
Put it on the internet.
Bing that shit. And then, like, hits it, and then it just freaks out and just screams.
Have you guys seen Seal that sounds like a man? That screams like a man?
Yeah,
I've seen
that. That's my favorite.
I haven't seen that.
Tid, you were so close to YouTubing it, and now you have to bing it. Somebody said bing it.
You have to bing it. It's the rule.
I'm looking up tuskless walrus, because I don't believe it yet.
I'm telling you.
And Bing says... We're going to the Bing. Well, it's showing me a picture of a manatee. Manatees aren't tuskless walri.
Well, they damn sure look enough like them.
One thing.
Good job, Bing.
One thing that Twilight Scott the Harry Potter doesn't is some sexy times.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it takes 4 books, but you get some sexy times.
Now, how intimate does it get? Like, how graphic?
Well, it's written by a Mormon, so not that intimate. But,
Wait, written by a Mormon?
Yeah, Stephanie Meyer is a Mormon. That's why they can't have sex before marriage.
Whoa.
Wait.
So there's like a lot of heavy breathing.
And there's a lot of tension.
And when you're pregnant before you get married, then you will have a demon baby.
But she wasn't. She
wasn't before, but it was before she agreed to become one of
them. Is like part of the plot, for real?
Well, no, I mean, like, Bella's not Mormon. I'm just saying the author.
Yeah.
But
she fucks that vampire, is what the deal is.
And then why?
Gets vampire pregnant.
Because
are the vampire, they're undead?
Did they die?
This
well,
is the United States
yeah,
of America.
Yeah, they're technically dead. Yeah.
But they're in a human world.
Well, I
like
mean, like,
they're
they're
Washington,
Egyptian.
Right?
Yeah, it's like in the Twilight world,
minority.
You have to be...
Are they afraid of most things that normal vampires are afraid of? Or
the
just,
biggest rival is werewolves. Because
this is my biggest problem with Twilight, is they took all the things that make vampires interesting and compelling... And just got rid of them and replaced it with glittering.
Well, no, but there's cool powers that they each individually have, and every vampire has a different
power. That's not. We're not talking about the powers. We're talking about what made them weak, their weaknesses,
and that's what's so fascinating about them.
Well, it's still a weakness though, because you can't just glitter out in public without being like.
Well, you can't just glitter out in public without being hit on.
No, I mean like.
Okay.
Your weakness in public just amounts to. Public exposure, though. It's not doing physical harm to them, it's just alerting
them. But it could. If somebody finds a guy...
Do people know about the vampires?
Aren't they going to try to...
Yeah.
You know,
do they know that there are vampires
in
the world?
No, I mean, like, no.
If they try
to keep their...
So the world doesn't know that vampires exist.
Oh, really? They're trying to keep a secret?
Yes.
Okay.
There's, like, the vampire council that kills vampires that go out into the world and sparkle and show everybody their sparkle.
See, I get
that's
that.
Like Edward tries to kill himself in the end of the second one by doing
that.
Spoiler alert.
But,
sorry.
But Lauren, the other option is that when they go out into the sun, they burst into flames.
Yeah. No, I know.
So
I
feel like...
Vampire Diaries, which is awesome.
Good. Okay.
But they drink human blood. Right?
Yeah, well, but...
So they're murderers.
But the Cullens don't... They are vegetarians in Osiris.
What?
And they only drink animal blood.
That...
They're not drink human blood. That's why
not
their eyes are amber and not red.
That's why their eyes are amber and not red.
Oh. I'm sorry. But there's also werewolves.
Yeah.
And they are the same werewolf, the same rules as a werewolf?
What do you mean?
Do they get killed if silver touches them? Do they...
No, it's not the same rules either.
Oh, boo!
They just kind of take the shirt off and work
they
on motorcycles.
They just turn into giant wolves, is the deal.
It's passed down. It's like a gene in the tribe that's passed down. And only...
So you can't get bit by a werewolf and become a werewolf?
No. Mm-mm. It's a gene.
So they're just people that can turn into wolves.
When they're really angry, and yeah.
So they can't even do it, like, at will?
Or,
like, the really good ones
can?
They can't
do it at will, but a lot of times they just turn in when they're angry. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it's not, like, the whole full moon transition thing.
Then what the fuck does the moon have to do with the whole series? Twilight, Breaking Dawn.
It's
nothing.
The moony one.
The moon time.
Apollo 13.
Moon time.
Half waiting moon.
So what you're saying is these vampires and werewolves are like this type of character is nothing about vampires and werewolves where it would be complicated to write those perks into a story, essentially.
Wait, what?
Like everything that makes vampires and werewolves so interesting and that makes interesting stories about them is completely omitted. Because you can't fit all that interesting stuff.
Well, they have superpowers,
though.
Yeah,
right?
They're still, like, cold. They're still pale. They're still dead. They're still.
Then how did they get boners, Lauren?
Yeah.
They turn into bats.
Because he can smell her blood.
Oh.
And it's intoxicating to him. Am I right?
But if his blood isn't flowing.
Yeah, no, I know, but in Vampire Diaries, they have sex too, so whatever.
Lauren, why aren't you explaining this as well as Scott is?
I got a history lesson right before I came over here.
Nice.
So cute.
Scott's doing better than you on this.
I'm giving
Lauren,
my input.
So you get bit by a vampire, you become a vampire, though.
No.
Yes.
What?
Right?
No, it's a gene.
You got
a fucker?
But doesn't she, in the end, turn into a vampire because he bites her?
Oh, a vampire?
Yeah.
Well, you have to, okay. You have to bite into them and the venom has to soak in, but you have to be like, it's
venom.
Yeah, they have like quote unquote venom.
I was gonna
venom,
let it go.
And,
vampire venom.
VD.
Yeah. And the way the columns do it is you have to be dying. You can't. They don't just bite people. You have to be dying.
Wait.
You can't just bite anyone.
A vampire.
I'll only be greedy in my last seconds.
Their family, their clan, they're the good vampires, so they don't kill people.
Only people that
and
are already dying.
Okay.
Their clan are people who are already dying. Like, Edward was dying from those.
So the Cullen family only turns people if they would otherwise die. It's like a life saving technique.
Yes, and then Bella almost dies, and that's. Why?
But I'll also say, though, in comparison to vampires, every human will eventually almost die. So you might as well just make them immortal.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You die at the age that, like if you're a vampire, you stay that age. So why would you want to stay, 98?
For exactly. Just fucking bite me now. They're not doing anybody any favors.
So they're immortal. They're all immortal? Nick, you have a question.
Maybe I kind of tuned out for 30 seconds.
I mean,
because I had a headache.
They can still you can rip off their head and tear. You have to tear all the pieces apart and burn them. That's how
what about
die.
The famous literary? You take a steak. Does that not? Did we start?
No,
that
happens in Vampire Diaries, but not in.
How do you like? You take the vampire character, something that's been around for centuries.
I know.
I'm sorry. Like if you, I'm sorry. Now you got me pissed off.
Oh,
right? If you're gonna take
you
a
did it,
famous
Lauren.
Literary character
like
and you put him in a book. You gotta have Dracula, Bela Lugosi.
Dude, you're arguing the wrong thing. RJ just put it. Okay, Twilight is not literary at all. RJ just put like these examples of terrible writing.
I'm just seeing this right
this
now.
This is really bad. I'm gonna read this first one right here. Okay, the bouquet of brilliant anemones undulated ceaselessly in the invisible current. Twisted shells scurried about the edges, obscuring the. This is all one sentence, by the way. Obscuring the crabs within them. Starfish stuck in motionless to the rocks and each other. While one small black eel with white racing stripes wove through that brilliant green weeds, waiting for the sea to return. End of sentence. That's from Twilight.
No, it's not.
No, this is.
I don't
do they go
them.
Underwater, or is that a metaphor for sex?
I don't know.
This is nonsense.
Yeah,
this is also great. Another post on this site. This is reasoningwithvampires.tumblr.com.
I think that's fake.
No, I don't think so.
Show
Lauren.
Me the part in the book. I have the book.
This post is every instance in either the one book or all four books or whatever, every instance of the word mumbled in a used chittily in a sentence. So, is this a joke? He mumbled. What's happening? I mumbled. Well, I feel like a schmuck. I mumbled. Sure, I guess. He mumbled. That's good. I mumbled. Speak of the devil. He mumbled.
No
Why
way.
Are you so masochistic? I mumbled. I don't think that's foolish. I mumbled. I know, Dad. I mumbled. Thanks. I mumbled. Thanks. I mumbled. Oh, I mumbled. It's
Wait.
Okay. I mumbled.
Wait. Can I sit next to you for a moment?
Absolutely.
Can we do that scene and mumble together?
Well, it's not a
but
scene,
not,
but we can treat it as if it's
one
a two-way.
Is this real, is my question.
No, that doesn't happen like that in the book.
This is.
Not all together.
Tins and Brian sort of make a scene out of broken dialogue from the Twilight series.
We'll just have to mumble it all.
If you take the whole...
Can you get closer to the microphone,
like,
though, if you're going to mumble?
Those are big, bigger
Wait,
ones.
Don't... Let me turn down the volume on the mic first.
No, no, scoot it.
Wait. Alright, now I'll move my.
Okay.
Are you ready to mumble?
Yeah.
Why don't you take A, I'll take B.
Okay.
This is not a scene.
Is this a joke?
What's happening?
I feel like a schmuck.
Sure, I guess. That's good.
Speak of the devil.
Why are you so masochistic?
I don't think this is foolish.
I'm sorry, Bella.
I know, Dad.
Thanks.
Oh.
It's okay.
Of course not.
Ugh.
Is Sam catching?
He's right.
See you Monday.
You weren't around.
It's not safe.
And scene.
Wow. I love that.
That was great.
Oh, that is, by the way, one page of mumble sentences out of the five that were posted. Oh, it update. It says those were five pages of that. Is from New Moon exclusively.
No way. Like, verbatim, straight up?
Yeah, this is just text.
So, for those of you who are trashing on Kristen Stewart's acting, I must say, the mumbliness, it seems like it's almost, she's
it's
really doing it justice. Yeah. I mean, do you guys, you know, Lauren, the Twilight fans seem to joke about how the acting isn't as good from her. Is that true? A lot of people don't like her acting?
Well, compared to Oscar winner Robert Pattinson.
Mm-hmm. No, both their acting's pretty crappy. But,
And Taylor Lauder. Isn't he like...
Are they all bad?
He's like a retarded person.
Are none of them good?
They've gotten better.
He's like mentally retarded.
Wait, was Robert Pattinson in Water for Elephants?
Yeah.
He was also in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Cedric Diggory.
Yeah, I keep forgetting he was in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He's in the fourth one.
Briefly. That's so crazy, man. That'd be awesome to be, like, in Harry Potter, Twilight, Star Wars, and Lord of the Rings.
Right? Like, what's he doing?
I don't know.
What
like,
is he doing in there? Get out of there, you. You don't belong there.
Like,
get out of there, Robert Pattinson.
Like,
you ain't
you
no
just,
Jedi.
You just get away with it, you know? Like, Samuel L. Jackson's been able to cross, like, franchises with Star Wars and Die Hard.
Christopher Lee's done it with James Bond, Star Wars...
Chris Evans, man.
Yeah, Chris Evans was Captain America and the Human Torch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's not fair.
And he was also in Scott Pilgrim.
That's true.
Ian McKellen.
He was Magneto.
Yeah.
He was also...
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I so love those.
And then the Hobbit.
John Rhys Davies. Just listening names.
Other
Lord of the
Rings. Are we just listening names
then? Yeah.
I'm just thinking of like
Indiana
just
Jones.
People that have been
Sliders.
Able to get
God,
the dude that played Jack Porkins was in Batman.
Yeah.
And he was in Indiana Jones. He got away with some shit.
Harrison Ford. I mean, he got away.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't also in Batman. Jack Porkins was in all three.
That's
Lando
right.
was though.
Lando was.
Lando
though.
Was
Lando
not
Williams.
In Indiana Jones.
But he's in Batman.
He was in Batman. Star Wars.
Sam Gamgee was Rudy.
Sean S.
Very true.
I wouldn't call Rudy a French.
Rudy.
Rudy. I love Rudy too.
The Goonies.
New the Goonies, exactly. The Goonies. My favorite.
No, it's name and actress.
Yeah, well, we were doing that a while ago. Is what Nick said.
But okay, I'm sorry. Before we run out of time, I want to address this because I don't know if you guys know the story of Twilight, how it ends.
Please tell
now,
us.
Now, Lauren, correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I understand it is, in the end, he turns. Spoiler alert for anyone who gives a shit. He turns her into a vampire because he got her pregnant,
yeah,
and the child growing inside of her is a vampire, and it's eating her uterus from the inside out.
Yeah, well,
it's
pretty much just
her.
Taking all her nutrition. Yeah, she's dead.
So he has to now.
Vampire, and
he also has to bite, like, it, they don't show it in the movie, but in the book it's really disgusting, and he bites. He, like, has to bite the baby out. Like,
what?
Wait a minute.
What?
He, like,
what are you talking about?
Why?
Okay. Does he eat the baby? Are you kidding me?
Why
are you saying?
Use his hands?
So graphic.
Wait a minute. So I'm picturing, and correct me if I'm wrong, there she is pregnant with a belly. He just starts biting the belly.
Wait,
until he gets the baby.
I put into Google Edward eats a bee, and then the rest of it, Bella's uterus is the first thing that came up.
Wow. That's messed up.
No, explain this, Lauren, because I know
terribly unsafe.
The first thing that comes up is, does Edward eat Bella's uterus on Yahoo Answers? And the second line is, because that's messed up.
God,
so, yeah,
disgusting.
Lauren, is there a reason why he can't use any sort of
tools?
Any sort of tools,
okay,
like
so
a knife,
what
anything?
Is Carlisle, the, like, vampire dad, is a doctor. He's an actual doctor, a vampire.
That's the name of my sitcom, by the way. Vampire dad.
My vampire dad.
And he's a doctor.
And he's a doctor. He can handle the blood.
It's like the Cosby Show.
Yes,
the Cosby Show was a vampire.
In fact, can it just be the Cosby Show?
They just love jazz
and fucking blood.
And so he knows, like, this is shit's going down. She's about to.
She's about to vampire.
Well,
birth.
She's about to die or give birth, and they're trying. She, like, did not want to part with the baby. She was like, "No, I'm having it. Even
no.
if it kills me." Yeah,
eat
yeah,
it
yeah.
out of me. Good, have to eat it out of me.
Save my life.
Sick.
Save my life and
open
eat this
wide
baby out of me.
Okay, go on. I'm so curious.
So I only read
so
this book
gross.
Once. So she's like dying and pretty much like Carlisle's gone, and it's only Edward and Jacob there, and they're like, what the fuck do we do?
Well,
and,
why is he gone?
Yeah, it was like, I forget why, but it was like the perfect moment.
So I have an 11 o'clock.
And this is also Jacob, as far as I understand, is in love with the baby inside of her?
Oh, well, hold on.
We haven't even gotten there. Okay.
He wants to eat the baby.
I'm just speechless is all.
So she's dying.
It's a metaphor, Tiz.
So she's
for
dying.
Love.
So they. So he starts biting her to give her the venom, so she will
put
live and not die. They stick like a freaking syringe in her heart full of vampire venom.
Ew.
And then
do they just have jars of vampire venom handy?
Well, Carlisle did that.
They have
before,
syringes
yeah.
around too.
So,
Carlisle, what would he like milk his son beforehand?
He's the scientist, man.
They have syringes, tools, but when it comes to getting babies out of there, use your mouth.
So she's just like,
you got a mouth, don't you?
Okay.
Well, basically, I'm just trying to get the baby out.
Yeah, so
mouths are like 100 times cleaner than human mouths.
I'm reading this summary on crack.com. Okay, let's see.
Your source for information.
Yeah.
Cracked is a source for a lot of people.
Crack.com. Right. So they have to perform a vampire cesarean. All
right.
Let's see. Bella's spine breaks?
Yeah.
God.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dying.
Another shattering crack inside her body, the loudest yet. Her legs, which have been curled up in
she
agony.
She get run over? How does this happen?
Now went limp, sprawling in an unnatural way.
What do you mean?
Thought you said it was eating
it's
her
got,
nutrients.
It's got super vampires.
Now it's beating the shit out of her.
It's
horrific.
It's
breaking
all her ribs. It's
messed up.
So, let's see. Jacob takes some time out of the birthing to randomly beat up Edward's sister.
That's just how Jacob rolls. At some point, Edward rips open Bella's uterus and delivers the baby.
Yeah.
He rips open her uterus with his teeth.
How is she alive after that?
Well, she has anti-venom, so she's okay after that.
And then Jacob falls madly in love with the newborn baby.
Yeah, then Jacob imprints on the baby.
Yeah, so this is the thing.
Wait,
so
he pees on the baby?
That's how wolves do it. So it makes sense. That part would make sense.
He stares at the baby.
Wait.
He stares at the baby awkwardly, and that's called imprinting.
No.
And you put your like, I choose to marry and be only in love with you for the rest of my life. And he does that on the baby so that his family, also half-wolf people, don't kill the baby.
Yeah.
So then he's stuck in this relationship with a baby.
And he hadn't already used his imprint thing on Bella to be like, fuck you, dude.
He thought, like, there was always ambiguous.
So is he in love with a baby boy?
No, it's a girl. It's a resident.
A sexy baby girl.
So he's in love with a sexy baby girl?
Well, yeah. It's more of like the way they describe the book. Yeah, it's really.
It's
messed
like his
up.
Finding his soul. He found his soulmate.
Yeah, and it's like
his soulmate's a baby.
So he like acts as a brother and like
and
whatever
just a
until
banger
she's
later.
The age.
Doesn't
of...
he imprint on the baby when he's in dog form too? So it's like a dog that's imprinting on
no,
a human baby.
What if she doesn't want to fuck a wolf mode?
Yeah. In
the
movie,
book,
did
he
do it?
He comes back up like in human form and he sees her and then.
Doesn't he do it in the movie though? Doesn't he?
I don't know if he's a wolf in the movie. I don't remember.
So imagine a wolf winking at the baby.
Oh, well, yeah, they might have because it was so creepy.
It was like because the eyes flared yellowish a little or something when he imprinted. They like glowed some to
that's
show he was magic
and not red.
But here, no, this was. This is the wolf, not
the
vampire.
That's
the vampires.
Is this vampire baby ever going to grow up?
Yeah, the vampire baby is going to grow up to, she's about, like, of course, the right age for
the
Jacob, and then stay there, because it's half vampire, half human.
Okay.
Half wolf.
So there's interspecies fucking, I guess, can vampires and werewolves bang?
Here's the thing.
We'll find out.
They have a rivalry, so I don't
apparently,
know.
For the ladies, fucking a vampire is like the craziest, awesomest, most ridiculous, fulfilling sex of a woman's fantastical mind.
They love it.
But they get pregnant with the baby. The baby will eat the shit out of her.
Take your birth control.
So yeah, make sure you take the birth control.
Get a vampire baby.
I can't imagine that birth control is going to work on vampires.
I assume they will, like, rip your condom with their sperm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the sperm eats through the condom.
Because they're, like, all cold. Because
the sperm has vampire teeth.
It would be really cold.
Yeah.
Vampires cold?
Yeah, they have really cold dicks, but some girls are into that.
Dude, chicks dig cold dicks. I often will put my dick in, like,
in a freezer?
In a freezer.
Yeah.
And then just go up to a chick and fuck her.
Yeah. You're like, how'd it do, ma'am?
Dude, and they go crazy.
They love that.
It's like a popsicle melted in there. It's fucking awesome.
It's really cool. It's really cool.
Jesus Christ.
You went there. You did it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
I just went Revenge of the Nerds up in here.
That's how we started. It's how we're fitting.
Yeah.
So that's the first half of Breaking Dawn.
That's the first half.
Here's the
what more did you do?
The second half is just like them having boring. Sex for the rest of the 300 pages
no.
or something like that.
This
no,
is
it's shitty because the whole series ends with the two factions finally coming together to fight and a really cool battle between a ton of vampires and a ton of wolf Native Americans are about to throw down.
They're
and then
Native
at
American.
The end, they don't. They say, sorry. Like, I'm sorry too. We get along from now on.
This all takes place in Washington.
What?
Yes,
Seattle
area.
Well, like they go to yeah, it's Forks, Washington's the town where Bella lives with her dad and whatnot. But they yeah, I mean they expand to Seattle and then they talk about the Volturi, which is all the way in Italy. So I don't know, they expand.
So you know.
And the island of Ezime, where they have their honeymoon, is like
some boofoo island.
Some boofoo island.
Can they fly? Vampires? Can vampires fly?
No, but he jumps really far because he says, hang on, spider monkey, and then jumps out the window.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, that's how I come on, girls. Hang on, spider monkey.
Is that before or after you ice your genitals?
Oh, man, it's always after.
Oh, is that because I was going to get some, like, some Rocky Road ice cream the other day? This is this real weird hole in the middle of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck that.
I thought you were going to say, I opened the freezer, and there was Castelvi's dick.
Hey, you know what else has holes?
Golf courses.
Good transition.
Thanks. And you know what talking about golf at the end of the podcast means. That means it's time for...
Clouds Golf Tips.
Yeah, my dick's cold enough.
Today's tip comes in the form of a rhythm song.
What?
It comes in the form of a rhythm song.
All right.
Oh.
You bend at the knees, you bend at the hips, then you shuffle feet, and you swing. You swing.
This has been Clouds Golf Tips.
That is exactly what they do.
I guess that's what they do.
Your dick's so cold.
What's the start to the joke?
That is so cold.
Not pleasant.
All right, folks.
Time to get a new watch.
We are just about out of time, but before we go. Even before that, I want to thank everybody once again for coming to our Sunday at 7 p.m. shows at Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont. Remember, we only have 6 more shows in this current run, so make sure you get out to them while you can. This Sunday, if it was not obvious by this point, is going to be the Harry Potter versus Twilight show.
We'll see who wins.
Yeah. Hopefully... Hopefully we won't just give up at the end and all be friends.
No matter what, I think Lauren is going to win.
Yes. Yeah.
I think Lauren's already won by getting us to do this show.
Yeah.
You guys want to put on YouTube and watch some Body Wars?
Oh, we will right after this. Yeah. But first, it's time for...
Nick McCullough's 7 words of wisdom.
Gong.
Is this count?
I'm not counting
nope.
that.
Nope.
Uh oh.
That's all he had.
Welcome to the world of tins.
Not a word.
You can do it.
One more.
Any word.
Ouch.
Nick McCullough's 7 words of something.
Oh, he's dying over there.
There's a vein popping out of his forehead. This is so intense.
I felt sure he was going to go Edward Cullen. I thought so.
Oh, he had an idea, but it was totally thrown off when we didn't accept as a word, I think.
Wonderful.
And he meant to say, welcome to the wizarding world of tins. But he said, welcome to the world of
tins. I like the world of tins.
He also said, ouch.
It's a out, small yeah. world after
all. All right, everybody. That is going to do it for us for this week. So we will see you next time. Until then, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye. Don't run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.